This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. This is In the Conversation. I'm Damian Lemon.
I am Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are in the building.
Word.
Coming in hot. Wow, man. What's cracking,
oh,
my guy?
Oh, man. Everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. Out here working and grinding and grinding and working, man.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Trying to keep this year on track.
You came, your year's been good, right? You said this is the year.
I mean, I didn't say this is the year. I said I was going to make this the best year, that, you know what I'm saying? The best 2019 I can make it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This my year, this my own.
Take it. Fuck it. You only got one 2019. This is the one.
The best 2019 of them all.
I hear that shit. Oh, well, there it is, man. So, Super Bowl coming up, right? You about to be down there, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Super Bowl, ATL, you know. We got work out there, so
yeah,
we'll be out there putting it down.
I saw a meme. Said Super Bowl rules.
Oh yeah, T.I. posted it.
King of Instagram or Alderman, I'd say. Yeah, he's got, Alderman, definitely got Alderman, a position. Alderman. Yeah. Will Price, is Will still the king?
Yeah, Will probably is.
Will been kind of
the
slow
crown,
motion.
You know what I'm saying? High priestess of the Instagram.
We might need to do an Instagram legislation, like
a chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See who's out there.
Anyway, interesting.
That is interesting. But anyway, yeah, I saw some shit. I saw a bunch of the rules for how to act when you go to Atlanta. I'm gonna try to find them shits. But one thing that stood out, and it's the second thing that I've heard before, just recently, it says nobody eats at the Varsity. And I've driven past the Varsity a million times. The Varsity definitely looks iconic. It looks like, oh, right, the Varsity. I'm going to get there. At some point, I want to see what it's all about.
Right.
And at one point, I'd heard that they make a good, what's the shit? Patty melt, I heard, was bananas there. But I'd never been to the Varsity. And then I hear nobody likes the Varsity. It's the second time I heard somebody say that shit is trash. Have you heard
I never been. I've never been. It's always there. It looks like, you know what I mean, a tourist trap. You know what I'm saying? But see, the thing with that post and that meme is that on one hand, you saying, don't be a tourist. But then on the other hand, it's saying, stay in the tourist lane. Like, don't come out to the real, don't come to the west side. Don't, you know what I'm saying? There's Atlanta, there's ATL, and then there's Atlanta. He's like, don't fuck with Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no host or Sherpa.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, on one hand, it's saying, hey, stay at your place. But then on the other hand, it's like, nobody don't fuck with that shit.
Right.
So, you know, hey, tourists, do what you do. I mean, I would take heed to the warnings.
Be diligent.
You know what I'm saying? Try to acquire yourself a hood Sherpa.
Yeah. Read the memes at least.
You know what I'm saying? Try to understand your geography.
Exactly. So what's it say? Anybody could sell you parking. Fair enough. I've seen that happen out there. The weed man never answers the phone. It's very important. It's a very busy time.
These tourists, they got some new shit. They got apps now.
It's women rob you before the niggas do.
You tell it to the people.
Oh, I was trying to run. These women rob you before these niggas do.
You know, a lot of rappers have found that out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Nah. This is a black city. White people don't start your shit. That's true.
But,
you know.
Inevitably, you know what I'm saying? You know that shit is going to happen.
That's going to get tested. Everyone.
That's going to get to the, that rule is going to get pushed.
If you get in a fight, random people may jump in. I think that's a rule for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you fighting, if you doing away fighting.
Right.
And away fighting is any fight that's not on your block. Just be clear. If it's not on your block, that shit anybody can jump.
Away fighting.
Yeah, man. Let me see. These niggas out here breaking cars.
They do. They damn sure. Atlanta been notorious for that shit since the 90s.
I'm trying to think, did I get my shit broken into in Atlanta? I do remember, yeah, it was. Cats used to get their shit broken into back in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I was at Nicky's one time in the 90s, fresh off the road.
Salute Nicky's.
Came back with the bust open window in the rental car, no clothes.
Damn.
Had to re-up.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst. That's on the list of some of the worst ways to lose it all. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? There's a few. I'm just thinking about shit like that. We'll figure that out.
On that tip though, before you move to the next room,
go ahead.
A client of mine told me she got her car stole from the valet.
Where?
At somewhere in Midtown.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
Okay.
pulled up to the valet, gave the valet the keys, went on in the spot. And then, you know what I'm saying, by the time they reviewed tapes and all that shit, the motherfuckers got in.
He wasn't the valet.
She gave it to a valet, but the way they do the running, like a runner come, take a car, then another runner, you know what I'm saying, when one go down, one be running back up.
Right.
These motherfuckers timed it in between, so while the other runner was down, he just jumped in like a runner and drove off. And then tripped out shit was, she was like, and my shit was on E. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was scared that the valet wouldn't be able to make it back up with it. It was so on E.
Shit.
And she was like, these motherfuckers went to the gas station. They found her car, that shit was full.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, there you go.
So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be diligent with your eyes on your valet. Make sure you actually get into, you know what I'm saying, the parking lot.
Right.
Because her car never made it to the parking lot.
Yeah. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Did one of them was like, you know, I know you feel that.
I don't valet a lot at all, though.
But they took yours off the block.
I know about my shit being, damn near valeted. I left the key in the wind. fuck it now.
You left a key in the
wind. I left a key in the
wind. Yeah, it was valet shit.
Yeah, nigga, shit. I didn't tip the nigga. I don't valet that often, though.
Ain't no real New York valet, really.
It's no real reason for a valet in New York.
I mean, it's a reason, but they don't have it.
Not many places. Like the malls, you might see a valet situation at the malls, which I think where else you
the
might
The airport
see
may have it.
Do they have valets?
I'm not sure. I see them at all the other airports. They probably got it.
Like if you got your long term parking type situation?
No. Like you pull up to the airport and you got to run in and shit. A lot of airports have a valet. Where they valet park your shit and then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you come get that shit when you come back.
All right. That's interesting. What you really running up in the airport for other than a flight?
Nigga, because you. Cocaine
shit.
Once you travel a whole lot, each step becomes an added thing. Like, you traveling every other day, like, especially, like, on, like, when we was on a tour, I noticed that every little thing that takes you out of your way, out of your pattern, out of that stops you, or every little inconvenience, that shit started to add up when it's day after day after day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And every time you go to the airport, they gotta search you, and they gotta check your name. Over time, that shit is draining. And it's like a little thing if you go to the airport, you know what I'm saying, once a month or some shit. But when it's day after day, every little fucking inconvenience starts to add up and starts to be a hindrance to your travel progress.
So
valet is taking one of those things out of the way. I don't have to worry about looking for a park, and the parking lot is full, and you know what I'm saying, now I got to ride in a circle trying to find a park. I'm trying to get on the plane.
Well,
it works.
I valeted before. I've been a valet at one point. That's why I don't do it. I've seen the other side. Because I didn't know how to use a stick shift.
Mm.
And you need to know how to use a stick shift to be a valet more often than not.
Right.
And they ask you straight out, do you know how to drive a stick? And I
lied. Yeah, of course.
I said, of course. Absolutely. I wouldn't apply if I didn't, right? And they were like, you're hired. So I said, fair enough. And then immediately once I started, the person that hired me was nowhere to be found. It was just valets. It was at a seafood spot. No, it was at a barbecue spot. Bobby Rubino's barbecue out in on the Nautical Mile out in Freeport, Long Island. And it was just a couple of valets. I told the valet straight up, look, fam, I don't know how to drive a stick. I don't know how we're going to do this. He said, all right, don't even trip about it. He said, a lot of cats don't know how to drive a stick. Actually, the cat might have been the cat that told me to lie.
Right.
I think he was like, man, don't even worry about it. So if anybody gives you a car that's got a stick, just jump in the car, make it look like you're about to pull off, wait for them to get in the restaurant. I'm going to come through. I'll pick the car up. So we would do that shit. But then one day, this cat came through like a Prowler or a Corvette or something. And he wanted to make sure.
You got in the lot with his shit.
Yeah, safely. I need to see how you move about with my whip.
And what, you start sweating bullets?
Yeah, I was sitting there waiting for him to go in, and he was just sitting right on the steps, like just waiting. We had like a little bit of a standoff.
Where was your homie?
He was somewhere around. He was with another car, so he wasn't nowhere near to be seen. I'm waiting for him. I'm like, hey, it's all good. You know, I see. Nah, it's all right. All right. All right now. No, they ain't. Okay. All right.
And he's just sitting in his car.
He's just standing there.
Where are you?
I'm in his car. I'm in his car. I'm ready to pull off, but he's like, want to see me pull off. I say, all right now. Okay, no, I got it. Oh, okay. You want to see me pull up? Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
You
I'm just
grinding the gears.
He was like, yo, this motherfucker ran like his child was in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? I come out the shit. He put his shit over there, and, you know.
And took his keys.
Yeah, took his keys. Like, he might have gave his key to another motherfucker. It's one of the valet's keys. This was many, many years ago. But long story short, I don't really use valets and shit like that because maybe it's a trigger. Right. I don't know. I just know that one time is the only one time that I really got caught not doing anything. I would say this, though. Niggas would, like, we would, you know, the tip game. How much do you typically tip a valet? What are you feeling?
Depending on where you at. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Depending on, like, regular parking garage type shit, you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. You know. Regular, let's do tiers. Let's go tiers. Let's see where you at with it. Where you at with the tiers?
First of all, I'm going to start with the dollar. That's where the tiers start.
Okay, now when is
$1.
$1 is where you at with
$1
it?
Is where it starts.
Where does it go from? How's it go up 100% to $2? What do they need to do? What's the...
Hotels, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Where the motherfucker is, you know, actually, you know, you got to see this motherfucker every day.
Right.
The whole while you there, you coming in and out, you know what I'm saying? I had this dude in New Orleans, his name was James Brown. White boy.
Yeah.
But he talked New Orleans. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know how that's real confusing.
Right.
It's white heavy. Man named James Brown with the real New Orleans, right. You know, Creole accent.
Yeah. He was a valet?
He was a valet. Uh-huh. He was dope. He was good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He you know, took care of you.
Was he at a hotel?
Yeah, it was at a hotel.
Oh, so he'll know your name and all of that. Say, hey, I see you. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the best.
Boom. So, you know, that could go from 1 to 5 real quick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then it's also, you ever get the valet or the bellhop or the concierge that's mad helpful, and you like, oh, this motherfucker's $5 helpful, but I'm about to be here for about 9 days, so now I got to really budget this out, because I got to interact.
Now, you just got to set it off. You got to set them off, start them off right. You start them off right, and then you dollar them to death until it's time to go.
Okay.
And then you might end them right if it's the same cat.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't $5 on a day.
No.
They already $40 you in a day on the parking spot.
Oh man, never know what to tip. I never know what to tip because it's like, you know, I don't know. Especially if a motherfucker recognize you, then you gotta go stupid with it. And then it's like, I don't even like now that they ask for tips in situations. I think we've talked about this shit. They ask for tips in situations where it's like, I told you about the screen Mm-hmm. We go to places where the niggas just right. all you had oh, to
nah,
do.
Oh, nah, fuck that.
And they hit you, and they'll spin yeah. it to you, like to. And we just had a face to face conversation. It was nothing.
That's where see that's where the coffee shop would get you.
Yeah. I think coffee shop is number one for that type of thing with the little, iPad,
square iPad, sign your name and tip. I'm gonna do that occasionally. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dollar you. You know what I'm saying? Probably half of the time.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? 2 out of 4 visits.
Okay.
And then I'm a because 9 times out of 10, you know what I mean? I get it. You know what I mean? If it's a spot that I go to all the time, mm-hmm. like you know what I'm saying? Like a super French spot in Bed-Stuy. I tip them $1 every time. Cause, you know what I'm saying? They know what I walk in, they know what I want. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. But then some places I'm not a regular.
Right.
So they treat me like I'm not a regular and they just give you the regular old woo woo.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it's a consideration. And it's gonna really depend on how much your motherfucking coffee is. Cause some places they getting out of control with these coffee prices. You know what I'm saying? So now you got some spots, you know, where you get the espresso-based drink and they want $4. You can't get no tip.
That's not happening.
Nah, you can't get no
tip. How much of the espresso-based drink? Espresso is always the
short cup? The short cup, but you know what I'm saying? Like an Americano, like a short cup of fucking espresso with the rest is water and shit. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get a red eye, that's a regular coffee, and the espresso shot in it. And at my spot, that shit is, you know what I'm saying, $3.25. You know what I'm saying?
Speak that coffee talk right there. Right. You hit him in the head with that. The real coffee drinkers linked in on that.
You know what
the
I'm saying?
Red eye.
At my spot, that's $3.25. I give them the dollar. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I went to another spot.
You don't want them to take the dollar. You want to give them the
give
dollar.
Them the dollar.
Right.
I go to the other spot, they want $4. For the same shit, a small ass red eye.
No, design work.
Because it's just black. It ain't
difference.
No nothing.
Neighborhood.
Nothing. See, the difference is how they charge you. See, some people charge you for the coffee and the shot. You know what I'm saying? Then some places add an incremental cost for the shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that makes the difference. So if their coffee is $3,
right.
But then they charging you
$3
the $2 for the shot for that they charge by the shot by itself,
right.
Then it's $5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, come on, man, this ain't how the
it's
culture.
A la carte.
That's not how the culture go. Yeah, that's not how the culture go. You know what I'm saying?
That's like paying for cream and 2 sugars.
Right. You know what I mean?
Maybe
so
not,
so you know, it all depends on all that shit. The cost of the coffee, the service, because you know what I'm saying, they ain't doing much. They ain't walking over there and taking your order and bringing your cheddar biscuits and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Walking through. And that's what I be judging shit on. Like, at a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? I might be philosophically fucked up.
Nah, go ahead.
Because at a restaurant,
where it happens.
You know, they take care of you. You know, they go get water every time you want the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they bring you your biscuits every time you want some shit. And they, you know, they take care of your food. You got to, you know, they bring your food to you and do all that. Hey, is your meal good? Is it all right? You need any recommendations? And you know what I'm saying? They working hard. You know?
Hold that thought for one hot second. Let me just ask you a question. Before you would go into restaurants, did you think you need that much water when you sit down at the table? Like, typically, like...
As a kid, you ain't even want no damn water. You want some Kool-Aid.
But how many servings of Kool-Aid are you having just because you... You know what I mean? Like, I guess you're not really at a table.
Hey, man, now that I'm...
All right, go ahead.
I'm being heart healthy, man. That water is what you need.
Oh, water is the shit. I'm not shitting on water.
What is what you need out here?
But what I'm saying is... Was that built into the restaurant consumer experience? Was it like, yo, how can we make these people feel engaged so they pay us more?
That's a waste of time. Make sure your belly is a little bit got something on it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But the shit used to be when I first moved to Brooklyn, and they had the old school restaurants where You know what I'm saying? They give you that little shot of orange juice with your meal. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you sit down, they give you that little your water and a little shot. Like
I've never seen that.
Like
before.
A tall shot glass of orange juice.
I've seen that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, this is that.
What spot was this?
That shit. There's a lot of spots did that shit. Really? But the first one I saw that was a spot called La Palms. And that was in Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this is what they mean by wet your whistle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Give you a little something to wet your whistle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is classy, man. They need to bring that back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they give you the water, but you know, it's like a little shot of a little orange juice. Give you, like, open your mind up a little bit.
Right.
But what the fuck was I saying? Oh, anyway, philosophically.
Philosophically, you might be a little fucked up.
Yeah, because the, you know, a server. Uh-huh. Is actually serving you, and they doing shit, and they, you know what I'm saying, you making requests. Mm. So the 20% for me.
Because there was some labor involved.
Yeah, it was like they did some work. Like, yeah. I don't mind giving a motherfucker 20% and above if they doing good shit. Right. But, like, motherfuckers is, like shaming you into giving 20% for, nothing. Like, the delivery guy, you know what I'm saying? On a snow day, yeah. Okay. But on a regular day, you came down the street,
20%? Where you at with the delivery
20%?
Guy? 20% of the bill, no.
15%? No, man. Well, that's come on, man. Yeah, I'm giving you what I got in change, man. What I got in singles, hey, man. Here go 2, 3, hey.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not. Come on, man. I can't wrap my mind around.
I typically do a 3-piece.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm not going, it's not super far, typically where I'm ordering from. I got an elevator. You know what I mean? So, you know, like it wasn't like, you know, crazy. Unless it's.
You ain't even got to come in the building at my spot.
Yeah.
You ain't even come in the gate. They call and bring it and make you come outside.
You come outside?
That's what they don't come to the door no more. Not in Brooklyn.
Nah.
They
on the
phone.
I wonder if that was an understandable.
I mean, you could step in the door and open it and make them come to you, but it ain't like they coming to the bell no more.
Right.
They calling from down the street. I'm outside. Look out that nigga.
And
then
the whip. Oh,
they ain't even
that.
Outside yet.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
So all the little tip percentage, they started shit at 15% on the little apps and shit. I'm like, man,
they
ain't
do go kind of
listen,
high.
Man.
And the cabs too. The cabs be getting stupid. The cabs get. Do you tip crazy in the cab? Because I don't.
No, I don't tip crazy in the cab, man. And the shit is the crazy shit is like I don't mind tipping. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But most times in the cab, they done already drug you like a yellow cab. They done already, and I ain't been in a yellow cab
in a minute, huh?
But you know they already done drug you. You done three of them done passed you by before the one that you got
demoralized you.
You know what I'm saying? So you already hot,
right?
So, you know, it depends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uber, when they started doing the tip shit, that was like a shocker. Like,
I thought the tip was about. I was like,
like, wait.
But I gave you 5 stars.
Wait. What's happening? Tip
and stars?
That shit fucked me up when they switched that.
Hilarious, man.
But I do it if a motherfucker good, man, or let like when I have equipment and shit. Like some of them be tripping. About putting equipment in their truck. Like, nigga, this a truck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What the fuck, man?
It's for hire. What we doing?
Like,
yeah.
Hey, like, I'm putting animals back in and shit, man. There's some fucking stands, man. Just shit. They be tripping. And so, you know, I watch all of the motherfucking action.
But, you know, I guess you got, see, that's why I say driving Uber's like stripping. You know what I mean? Like, you got to divorce yourself mentally from that shit. You know what I mean? Because this is still your whip. You don't want just the random motherfucker just cracking at all the doors, opening the trunk, just shoving his shit in there. You like, yo, hold on, family. You know what I mean? I could understand it because you haven't divorced yourself. Once you realize this is now a service vehicle, I got to just let it be what it is.
Right.
I got to let it be. I got to numb myself. Whereas... Like, if you still like, wait a minute, hold on, wait, please, let me.
Sir,
yeah,
sir.
Come on out. Hey,
what is that?
Yeah.
It's a fucking pole.
Whoa.
It's a stand, dog. What do you want to, this not going to
This is
do
a
nothing.
Maxima, sir. I don't think we could accommodate that. This is a Maxima.
Yeah, see, I won't try it in a Maxima. If I got the stands and shit, because those shit is long, you can't put them in the trunk.
It's a Tundra.
Like, you can't put them in the trunk, so you need at least one of them joints where the seat fold down.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like a Highlander. Most of the times, it's like a Highlander or some shit.
Okay.
And, you know, they come, you know what I'm saying? You ask them, could they put the seat, one of the seats down? Because right. The shit just too long. It's not like it's bulky. It's just long.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? You know, they start hemming and hawing and shit. And some people, they go ahead and make it happen. And when they make it happen, then I look out because I know I'm doing a little extra.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm
right. Being, you know what I mean? Yeah, okay. As long as you know.
I'm doing a little extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you got a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Like, we had a bunch of shit on one shoe.
He like, we ain't agree to this.
Motherfucker drove up like, oh, no.
Pew! He pulled off. He's like, nigga, say, you all?
Being canceled.
To the fuck I'm out
like,
of this Uber.
Damn.
Oh, man. Shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's rough out here, man.
Yeah, man. It is. It is fucking rough. And niggas don't never stop. Nobody want to leave, though. I was thinking about this shit. I was talking to somebody. Oh, I know who I was talking to. He was talking about New York, man, mm-hmm. New York. And they were like, you know what? I think I'm done. I'm living here, but I'm good. I don't need to really go back. I was back. That shit was kind of... it didn't feel the same. And right. I said, nigga, this is hard living. This is for real hard living. Like, if you think about it, there's beauty to it. There's a lot of benefits to it. And there's a lot of shit where it's just like, man, you know what I mean? Like, groceries on the train, just on top of each other, just the return on your investment sometimes. You know what I mean? Just sometimes just to say, y'all live in New York. And then you like, because what that presents, what that means to a lot of people is this, you know, arts and culture and da-da-da-da-da. And you like, I'm going to participate. You got to make sure. You got to be mindful. If I'm going to do all this shit, then let me go ahead and get me a little bit of this New York shit. I got to make sure. It's like if I live on the beach, you know what I mean? And the sand is rocky as fuck. I'm still getting that water every so often.
I mean, New York is like the league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the league. You know, it ain't.
And some days you just want to play pickup.
Right. Some days you want to play pickup, but if you want to play pickup, you can't play in New York. You got to.
Nah.
You
know what I'm saying? Nowhere. Not, there's none of that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the league out here. So, you know, you got to be on and you got to make sure you in the game. That's the whole point. Like, you got to, New York, if you here, you got to be in it to win it, whatever you in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, because you're going to get knocked upside your head on everything, you know what I mean? But when you put yourself in the places and in the spots, you look around and everything you're around is the shit that's making... You know what I'm saying? It's making what's happening in the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go to your corner bar and this niggas, it's 10 motherfuckers in there that's doing shit on a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
It's the epicenter.
You know what I'm saying? Your neighborhood is full of motherfuckers that's doing at least national shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lady behind me is runs such and such at this place and that place. And then this dude over here shot that and that dude over there is that. You know what I'm saying? My next door neighbor is, you know what I mean? So it's the proximity to the game that makes it special. It's when you're doing some type of one of these industry joints.
It's all that, but then it's
on
also,
the day to day, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's a hard night life. Cause you could lead a bar with your global friends and your global ass project and come to your house and shit. You know what I'm saying? You back in the motherfucking mix.
In the mix. Oh shit, you trying to go back from that bar with all the global friends, and you get on that local train, and that shit is fucking stuck for 40 minutes. There's a homeless nigga that's just encamped there who might have just shit himself, and you smell that shit, it's like tear gas. And this is the same New York, my nigga. It's how I live.
The same New York.
It is what it is.
Same New York, dog.
New York, New York.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
But that's what make it cool, though, man. You could get on that train, get out of that train with that gas-infested train.
You got a story.
And walk right into the highest of living that the world has to offer.
Yo, that was the crazy shit. I saw a news report. Not to say that this shit was crazy. I mean, not to say that it was a bad place to live. This woman got stuck over the weekend in an elevator in a private home.
Right? Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
And it was on like 65th Street or whatever. It's like a brownstone. One thing I didn't like, but it was interesting that they did that. They were like, yes, this brownstone is owned by a billionaire.
Right.
William such and such. Right. I'm like, yo, hold on. Nigga, you don't put all my information out like that. But I guess
you had a motherfucker stuck in your elevator.
Right. But it wasn't like he fucked up, because they said his shit was owned by a billionaire such and such, who had his, the inspector came through, and the permit was fine.
Right.
So don't put my name in the story if I'm all right, if I'm above board.
They're going to put your name in the story.
I guess when you're a billionaire,
property. When your house is there and something happens at your house, if somebody got...
say a private residence.
If a motherfucker got locked in your house for 3 days and rescued... They're going to be like, this is the home of fucking Damian Living.
But that because maybe...
From Geico.
But you know me from somewhere.
No, it don't matter.
If I'm a private citizen, no, nigga, don't tell my name.
Listen, dog.
Just because somebody got stuck in my crib don't make me public.
Listen, if something happened at your crib, they going to tell your name.
All
right. In the regular stories, motherfucker fall off the stoop and bust their head. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Three-year-old bust his head.
The residents of.
Right.
You think so?
Yes, they do it all the time.
I don't see it that often.
They do it all the time. They like, when somebody gets shot in somebody's crib and shit, like the house is owned by. Right.
But that's typically if this may I.
But
well,
typically
we gotta
if
look
it's
at
what? If it's news.
If they're of note.
If it's news,
sometimes.
It's of note.
When, like, I see... Because okay,
everything in the story matters.
But sometimes I'll see, like, for instance, drunk driver or car careens out of nowhere, crashes into an office building or crashes into a home. They don't say the home of Amanda Rodriguez.
Because the news is the drunk driver.
Right, but the news is the motherfucker.
No, but that's the news. That's the news. But if the news is in your crib, nigga, you the news.
The news came through my crib.
The news was in your crib. This motherfucker was in the elevator in your crib. Because the first thing people going to want to know, what the fuck, where was she?
Who else was that? I mean, you just say it was somebody
nobody
else.
Was home, but you had to explain why nobody was home. So
they were home. The occupants were away on business.
And you know, to be fair, there were the initial stories
that didn't say her name.
No, there were the initial stories that said, you know, in a residence and it was a worker.
Right.
But then, you know, somebody gonna do they do. You know, the internet don't never sleep.
The next door neighbor was so chatty. Did you see that she took about 2 minutes of screen time? You ain't got nothing to do with nothing but just living on the block.
You ain't go over there and help.
Yeah.
You heard her in there screaming and shit.
Oh shit!
But the first stories didn't have it. But you know how it go; it trickles out. Everybody want to know more information. More well, whose house? What is it? The house or is it a business? What
right,
was it?
Right.
And they're like, "Oh, that's a house. Oh, that's such and such crib.
Oh, that's the, is that the billionaire?
Yeah.
We don't like him. Oh, he makes billions of dollars.
That's fucked up.
Now he probably trying to be a low key billionaire, just owning one building on the block. He's trying to be real low key about it.
Ain't no such
everybody
thing.
Everybody on the block. Oh, that old Bloomberg face ass. He was trying to be a regular guy on the 6th train.
Yeah,
fucking
regular guys don't get their maid stuck in the elevator in their
I
crib.
Told her to wear her cell phone.
But three days.
That's crazy.
3 days in the elevator.
That's
though.
Crazy.
What are you doing? She didn't have a phone. I mean,
she had no phone on. First of all, she was fucking up.
How she
ain't
fucking
got
up?
No phone on.
She just working in the crib. She
gotta have a phone.
I mean,
I feel like nowadays, I feel like we gotta start changing.
She might have had a phone on the charger.
Yeah, but you gotta have the phone on your person.
You thinking you just gonna go upstairs like you usually do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust in home elevators anyway.
Oh, shit.
And listen, if I'm in a house, unless it's a service, it's me and a few people. If I'm in a house cleaning this shit by myself, and they got a private elevator, I'm bringing my phone. I just off the, just that's just how I'm going to do it.
Right.
How about you? Are you going to leave your shit on the charger?
I might leave my shit on the charger because I don't have no fear of elevators because I never grew up around elevators. Yeah. I grew up in Miami.
Right.
Every house is one story.
Right.
And then, you know, two stories as time went on.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Elevators wasn't a normal thing. Even projects was just like townhouses kind of, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like no high-rise buildings where you often in an elevator. Like,
yeah, I've been stuck in an elevator too many times.
We shot motherfucking AZ for the documentary that was on BET.
Yeah.
Do or Die, 20 years.
Yeah.
And when we shot him in the project she grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we was about to go upstairs, you know what I'm saying? We had all the cameras and shit, you know. Boom, niggas pressed the button and shit. He was like, I ain't going on that elevator. He's like, shit.
I see y'all niggas upstairs.
He's like, man, I got stuck in that shit before. Yeah. I ain't never going back in that elevator
PTSD.
Again. He's like, it's already enough that I'm round this motherfucker. Right. I ain't never going back in that shit.
I'm setting myself up like an idiot. Yo, he right here.
Like, nah.
Between the fourth and fifth floor.
Man, this is where the buck stops here. I'm not going up in that motherfucker, man.
That's crazy.
So, I don't have no fear of the elevators like that, so you know,
yeah,
it ain't no trip to me. I jump in there.
I'm glad she survived though. They said she was dehydrated.
Damn,
3 days in the elevator doing shit.
Man, she had to use the bathroom. Did she have a bucket with her?
I'm shitting on everything just out of spite. I guess no, because then yeah, you gotta live in that shit. But she probably had nothing. Oh, maybe she did have a bucket.
I don't know if she was working,
cleaning,
right?
Might have a bucket. Yeah. She ain't had no Wi-Fi,
definitely not.
Anyway.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's whack. But you know.
But I wonder if they gonna now
get some money.
Well, listen.
That's what you
Nah, listen,
done.
Listen. Like if you the billionaire,
yeah.
What do you do?
Oh man, they just send my name on the news there. So I know the lawyers are involved. If my name is going it's on the news.
What do you do though? What do you do? She been with you for 18 years.
Right.
She got stuck in your elevator for 3 days while you was off in your country home.
Yeah, something crazy.
All on the news. They done put your name in the streets.
Right.
Are you going to be like, you know, we'll see you Monday and don't take care of her?
Well, you got to take care of her, but when you asking, do I take care of her in public fashion?
No. Do you just take care of her or do you just keep it moving?
I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to make her feel good. I don't know to what extent. I feel as though I don't know this billionaire. You know what I mean? See, this is, again.
No, you don't have to know him. I'm asking you if you were the billionaire.
No doubt. And that's why I'm using my own. Okay, cool, because I didn't want to use billionaire bias.
Nah. You're going to use D. Lemon bias.
Nah, I'm going to be. I'm going to look her out. I'm going to give her some paper. I'm going to give her. I'm gonna peel her off some paper. I'm not gonna lie now. I'm gonna give her some paper. I might have a lawyer in the room that might have some shit for her to sign.
No doubt. You definitely got
to need a signature about.
But you got to do it fast, though.
Got
to do it fast before the. You know what I'm saying?
We did it already.
Once the news hit, the ambulance chasers is like, hey.
We looking like Soulja Boy and L.A. Reid, nigga. We cut a check. We taking photos.
You know what I'm saying?
You see that shit? Look at Soulja Boy, L.A. Reid. Since last time we spoke, they done made some money.
Soulja Boy got a what? $1 million deal?
Supposedly $1 million deal with Hitco.
He might have some better music fucking around with L.A. Reid.
He should have some better music. I think, you know.
Fucking L.A. Reid, no music now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Deal. He know the deal.
He don't put out no bullshit, you know, man.
Now, that's true.
He know music. So that's one
thing.
That's true.
So this could be interesting.
So he might be doing it for a quick little, you know, take advantage, but it might. It might be a good move for Soulja. He might end up with some good music and shit.
I think it's probably a good move for both of them. Because it's a whole new generation of people to introduce yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could make great music with Soulja Boy, right? Like if you could pull a Thriller out of Soulja Boy,
No, a Thriller. Come on.
I'm just saying. But if you, that's far-fetched. Okay, if you can pull a Stankonia, which is even just as far-fetched, nigga. He get a,
we ain't going that damn far.
Get a, I don't know, get a fan, man. Damn, no, get a good record.
Get
out
a good record. I mean, don't
get
even.
Like two or three good-ass songs that'll like, where people will be like, oh, shit, who that? Nigga, right. That's Soulja Boy. What?
But
then it's like, oh, you back in the conversation on a certain level.
But, you know, L.A. Reid got this chick. It's a white girl named Bonfire, The Bonfire.
And I heard that before.
We shot her first visuals. And and she signed to L.A. Reid. She signed to Hitco.
Okay.
And listening to we were shooting her. You know, just playing some music in the background. And, you know, it wasn't, nobody ever said, you know, this her shit. But then, you know, you hear some shit. And like, okay, that's cool. That's a cool joint. You never heard it, but it's just playing. You hear the next shit, like, oh, shit, that's cool.
Right.
Then, you know what I'm saying, you end up, you know what I'm saying, going through the whole shit. And we're like, God damn, that's a lot of good-ass music right there. Who that? You're like, nah, that's her.
Right.
Like, oh, shit. So, you know what I'm saying, her project was done. Rafael Sadiq did a lot of it.
Mm.
So.
It was recent?
Yeah, this was shit. That shit just came out probably like October, November, shit like that. So they got good music over there. They know good music.
Yeah, they've always known good music. You know, that's the shit. That's gonna be interesting to see what happens. I was just bugging out off the just how fast the shit turned around. We were literally just talking about how this man was like, yo, you leverage yourself in the game. That shit paid off in 7 days.
Right.
But I stopped you for I stopped from asking you the same question. Your cleaning lady or cleaning man got cleaning woman got locked in the damn in your private elevator for 3 days. You was off somewhere yonder handling business. There was no way for her to get in contact. Dehydrated, news cameras all over the places and everywhere. What are you going to do?
I mean, seeing as though they had said the lady been with them for 18 years.
Well, that says a lot.
You know what I'm saying? We coming to the old girl like family.
Yeah, she is family.
You family. And I hate that this had happened to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We going to make this right. You know, make sure you straight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We going to, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to name the elevator after you off the rip.
We going to do this little vacation with you and your family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you going to make us all good. And you going to continue to ride with us as part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When we get to the vacation in the Bahamas, not too far.
Mm-hmm.
But not too close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Fire Island, Fire Fest.
You know what I'm saying?
We get you a fucking tent.
No.
Okay.
We gonna go to Atlantis. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Let her enjoy the life a little. Okay. Let her see the small side of the billionaire life.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Let's talk billionaire. Let's talk billionaire to billionaire.
Yeah.
What are you capping her budget at? How much are you cutting? What's all this going
to
come
billion, at? At billionaire talk, we ain't going to billionaire island.
No, I know you're not going to billionaire. I'm just a billionaire to billionaire.
We're not taking a yacht out to St. Barton. Nothing like that.
We're doing P&L right now. Billionaire to billionaire. You had a blip on thing. Oh, goodness.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
How much are you going to cash out typically?
We're going to cash probably about $20,000.
$20,000.
I went high. 20,000.
Damn, I went high.
But see,
I
that's
go
that, but see, that's what if you do it with family and do it and attack it
hit
immediately.
With the friends and family. Yeah,
attack it immediately. You can't wait. You can't make her feel like the lawyer on the other side. You got to feel like you got a future with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You done been with us. Don't treat us like strangers.
You got to show up with potato salad and in the fucking metal tray.
Because if you treat us like strangers, then I got these lawyers over here that's ready to do this fight.
Tear your head off
and pull up all the mistakes that you done ever made.
I've known you for 18 years.
You know what I'm saying? You're on the nanny cam.
Uh-huh.
I seen what you was smoking the weed in the back of the kitchen.
Right.
You know, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to have to even go there. So let's keep this friends and family.
We can handle this like gentlemen.
Let's keep this family. Uh-huh. Let's go on to the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to hide your body.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, bring your kids. You know, hang out there for about 4 days. Mm. And then, you know what I'm saying, we'll give you a little care package to your room. Mm-hmm. With a little cash payout. Mm. And then, you know what I mean? It's a little something for your son.
A little triplicate contract.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then the little NDA and all that, you know what I'm saying? Like blase skipping the third.
We'll give you back your passport.
But that's where you got to sign for the package. That's how you sign for the package. Right. Here go the package. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. So the NDA look like a fucking room service receipt?
A receipt. A slip. Nah.
Oh, shit. We gotcha. My fault. This wasn't for you. Oh, shit, man. Shit. Speaking of some shiesty shit, man, shout out to Barney's. I don't fuck with them niggas right now. I don't fuck with Barney's.
Wait, shout out to I don't fuck with you.
I don't fuck with Barney's. That
don't even go together.
I don't. I mean, what I just feel
to
like
what the Barney's do to you?
You know what? I don't want to slander the whole Barney situation, but let me ask you.
You already did.
I did, but I'm trying to backpedal, but not really. You know what it is? And I'm going to go into two stories about conflicted. Sometimes you niggas always feel conflicted. You know what I mean? Being a black man in America sometimes, or a black person in America. So you know Barney's, at one point, there was that whole situation where they accused some cat of being a scammer or whatever, and he turned down. He wasn't. He was just a regular motherfucker with a credit card.
Right.
Black cat. So then it was like, quietly, it was a low-key boycott of Barney's for a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that, but Cass was like, it was quiet for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Barney's is one of them places where you get them, let me let these niggas know, type of outfits.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you, you know. So every so often you have a moment where you're like, let me let these niggas know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you might even have some, let me let these niggas know credits on a gift card.
Word.
So he was like, yo, I got this gift card. Let me go ahead and, you know what I mean? Let me go do some shopping. So I do some shopping through the gift card.
That's when you got rich friends. No. Go ahead.
So I go through the gift card or whatever, and I order some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Come, shit don't fit right. So I go to the spot to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
It take about 25 minutes for these niggas to, like, return two items. 25 minutes. And I don't know, is that standard? How do you feel?
But it don't sound like a long time. But
it don't?
No.
Well, maybe I wasn't that bit being impatient. I retract everything.
No, go ahead though. Go ahead though. I'm just talking from the side of the table. Go ahead. Finish the story.
I'm sitting there because
Hold on. Walk me through it.
I'm in the wrong.
Walk me through it.
All right. So I walk up in there.
And who you went to?
I went to the cash wrap.
And then who was at the cash wrap?
Let me tell you how.
Break it down. Who was at the cash wrap?
You work for Barney's?
No, nigga.
The way you walking me through this.
No, I'm trying to feel the situation.
Ask me the questions.
The people want to feel the situation.
Walk me through. Let's talk about it.
Because a lot of people ain't even never been to Barney's.
I'm gonna take you
Barney's
through
is
it.
In New York. And it's a big grand.
It's nice.
Department store on the, you know, on the Fifth Avenue side of shit. Where
but
all
I didn't go to that one. I went to the one on 17th. The nice one. It's a nice one, too.
Oh, yeah. But okay, it's the downtown version. It's the cool hip version.
A little chill joint. Yeah, chill a little low-key.
Okay, low-key. Okay, so you downtown.
So I wanted to take some things back. Now, I'm
a few things.
A few things. Okay.
That was too slim.
Now, typically, I'm not even the cat to say... Nah, fuck that. I'm not going to do it. Because typically I'd be the cat to explore the narrative of where I went wrong.
Right. Fuck where you went wrong.
So I come up in there with the spot. I come up in with the two items and shit. Mm-hmm. And I walk in the spot. I say, hey, where...
Who you talking to?
First, I talk to the brother at the door.
The brother, okay.
Brother at the door.
Of no consequence.
No consequence.
Nah, the brother at the door ain't returning your
damn
shit.
Damn, man.
I mean, he not returning your
no,
shit.
No, but I'm making...
How did he do to you?
No, he was cool.
Okay. As he should be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean,
as per
damn,
usual.
That's no consequence. Shit.
No, I'm saying that's not part of the story.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. God damn. All right, oh, now shit. I hope he don't listen to this
so
shit.
So the brother says... say what?
So the brother, I see the brother at the door. I say, hey, brother. So he say, hey, brother. Whatever. We went to brother, the brother, the brother. No, you know, doubt. One of those. I say, hey, brother, where can I return this? He said, go to the third floor, brother.
Third floor, man, brother.
Shit. All right,
so all right, boom.
I go up to the third floor, sister. At the third sister. Floor, sister at the third floor.
Short, tall.
Nah, medium height.
All right, come on. Continue.
See sister at the third floor. I say, hey, sister. She say, brother, sister. You know, we say, I say, listen, where could I return this? Do you? Mm-hmm. I said, first I said, oh, I say, sister. She said, brother. We didn't say that for real, but we looked at each other in an acknowledging way. I said, hey, you work here? She said, yes, I do. I said, I would like to return these items. Where should I go? She said, oh, go over there to that cashier over there. So I go
cashier.
Over there. Go over to the cashier. Who get cashier? To the cashier. Knows no one that the cashier is.
No one.
Just a consumer there seems to be waiting for the cashier to arrive.
Right, right, right.
So he's kind of there looking like, you know, and it's one of those things where you can't gauge it. You got to gauge it by body language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you go to the platform and you see, you don't know if it's been, motherfucker been mm-hmm. there for 10 minutes or 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little defeated energy, so I was like, hello, you all right? You been all right? He's like, yeah, I'm all right. So I said, all right, fair enough. Right. I didn't lose all the hope.
Right, right. So he I'm waiting. So now both of y'all waiting.
Waiting for a couple minutes, and then another brother step up. Another brother. Say, brother, hey.
The brother is a cashier?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. This brother was a worker, but I don't know if he was a cashier, because he never... I deferred. I'm thinking cash. The first cat in front of the cash register, you know, he's first.
Right.
That's whoever's coming back. Okay. Yeah, whoever's coming back is coming back to finish up with whatever my man was doing.
Right.
That don't happen. This cat comes and he like kind of beelines to me. He's like, hey, what's up? You good?
Brother to brother.
Brother to brother. I said, okay, brother. Hey, brother, listen, I'm trying to return these two. He said, hell, go walk with me. Okay. So now we walk.
Yeah, VIP service.
That's what I maybe. So we walk in another brother who's just a shopper. He say, hey, brother, I see you. I said, I see you too, brother. And then we keep walking.
He recognized you.
He recognized me, and I took the acknowledgement. I said, hey, brother. He said,
so
brother.
So now you feeling good.
I feel good. So they take my shit, shuttle it back. He take the receipt. I give him the documents. Uh-huh. I got my papers.
Uh-huh.
Give him the products and the documents.
Uh-huh.
He say, you thirsty.
Oh, and you got drinks, too.
I said, I'm not thirsty, but I'll have a beverage. You know what I mean? Anyway, so he gave me, you know, he gave you the little 8-ounce water. So I go and sit down and have a little 8-ounce water. And I see sister kind of looking at me. Now, I don't know if it's a good, benevolent gaze, but I don't know. But I keep my gaze or we gazing.
Right.
And we trying not to break the gaze.
Right.
And then the gaze just break, and it was a weird thing. But anyway, I'm sitting there, I'm drinking.
Go ahead.
I'm drinking my water. I get to, I'm drinking my water. I get to the end of my 8 ounces of water. And I'm sitting there, and there's a white guy who comes by. And he's like, are you good? You need any water?
Right.
I said, nah, I'm fine. I just had some water.
Right.
I'm just waiting on a return. He says, okay. All right, we're working on that. All right. Take it, okay. So we working on that. Fair enough. Then. I don't know now. Again, this was everything was brother, sister. This is different. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right.
That's different energy in
the
mix.
Yeah, different energy.
So but we ain't worried about that.
We ain't worried about that. I'm chilling. I'm relaxing. But I'm looking at my watch, and I'm like, well, damn, now. I didn't finish my drink.
Is the white man still at the register?
Well, the white man keep coming back around. It's nobody really there. It's maybe one other guy who keeps asking.
The original dude, is he still there waiting
my,
on that
the
shit?
Original dude, when he took my shit, he went in like a back room with my shit, uh-huh. with my receipt and my products. Right. Mm-hmm. Went in the back room. I haven't seen him since.
Oh, so you ain't been out there on the
since phone. He gave me the water. He said, right. Here's the water.
All right, so you sitting with the water.
I'm sitting with the water.
They took your shit in the back.
They took my shit in the back. And
time
other
is ticking.
Time is ticking. I'm like, man, what? How long it take? Because, you know, I'm still got to live life.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, that's been 20. So that's what I said. And then maybe again, you made me, at the onset of the story, made me feel rather impatient. But mm-hmm. I said to the woman, sister, I said to her across the desk, I said, excuse me, is 20 minutes a little too long to be waiting for a refund? I mean, for an exchange? And she said, you know, it seems kind of long. So, okay, I wanted to know. So mm-hmm. then I go over there, I said, excuse me, I just wanted to inquire, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
No, before that, he was like, do you want to return both items?
Motherfucker, I gave you both items.
I gave you every I would return every item I gave you, yeah.
You motherfucker.
Then they like, well, we don't, did they ask me, where's the other item? I said, what do you mean the other item? I gave you the items. You got the items. Yeah, well, we got the items. We seem to have misplaced one of the items. And so I said, well, I gave the items to you. He said, whoa, you didn't give the items to me. You gave the items to this guy. I said, hold on. I said, whoa. I said, I gave the items to Barney's. First of all, I gave the items to Barney's. Let's be clear. So then they were like, all right, let's not get upset. Nigga, let's not get upset. You were accusing me of some other shit. So then we go a little bit longer. Then another nigga come out who I never seen before with my gift card. First, he want me to sign some shit before I get my shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, where my receipt at? He was like, well, I'll get your receipt. I said, well, let me get that before I sign anything. So he comes with it. Then I sign the shit. Mm-hmm. Then I leave. I just thought it was weird. But now.
That is weird. Okay. That is weird. You know what I'm saying? They were. You know what I'm saying? Initially, when you say 20 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Well, especially when you go in the back room, you know what I'm saying? That shit do get kind of, could get kind of tricky when you can't see the activity going on. You should have just, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You think you're doing some VIP shit when you just should have stayed at the register. You know what I'm saying? But then again, wasn't nobody at the fucking register.
Man, the register, this shit was weird. And it was no traffic in the store. So it wasn't like it was like.
Now they back there debating over your shit.
That's what they doing.
They over there like, wait, is this gift card official? Right. Let's authenticate this shit. Who is that guy? You being profiled. So, like, all right, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't the beef over the time. The beef comes in after the time you have this, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I gave you everything you needed to make it happen in a quick fashion, and it was like, I'm just being left in the holding pattern. I'm curious as to how long they would have left a motherfucker in the holding pattern. I feel like maybe niggas is calling the cops.
Well, maybe you should have asked that 10 minutes whenever you felt like the threshold crossed your path.
But that's why I said 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes don't sound egregious. Let me go 20 minutes. Then I speak to you and you like, I would have waited for 45 minutes.
No. But for a long time in this story, none of it really sounded egregious until you got to the, where's the other item?
Yeah. Well,
what the fuck? Where's the other? It would have been a situation.
Some other moments too. There was another black cat. It was like, you with him? You and your friend, right? I'm like, I don't even know who you're talking about. What are you talking about? Like, it was just a lot of weird shit.
So, yeah, you that's what you had to, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know. But you could always go to Nordstrom's or some shit. To get a let them know outfit or some shit.
You know what I mean?
They got Nordstrom's men's shop right there on 50.
Yeah, I've been there. I like them. They're like mad attentive. Almost too much.
But they understand the consumer. They understand you as the consumer. Yeah.
I went in there,
you know what I'm saying? I went in there with, you know, shopping motherfuckers.
I felt like I was being catcalled. Like, nigga, all right, I got it.
You know what I'm saying? They know y'all niggas coming there and do that. I'm about to stunt on these niggas shopping. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's what it's built for. It's built. Do you see the shit they have on the floor? The shit is built for you. It's built for, I'm about to go stunt on these motherfuckers.
No, but I've seen it at the, I told you before, I've seen it at the, what shop is that? Oh man, is it fucking Bloomingdale's in Lenox? It might be Bloomingdale's in Lenox, which is interesting because they got like Givenchy and Bloomingdale's in Lenox or something like that. It was like, it's the whole let these niggas know floor. As soon as you get off the escalator,
they already
know. It's like, yeah.
See, in some places they know what
they need. But see, Super Bowl is gonna be all about that.
But Barney's, you know what I'm saying? That ain't their core consumer.
It is their core. Well, it might not be their core consumer, but it's a huge part of their consumership that, this is what I feel, that they continuously shit on.
Mm-hmm.
But the consumer, oftentimes, more so than not, they. Excuse me. The consumer oftentimes don't know their own power. They don't insist on good service. They feel as though since they in the building, that's good enough.
Nah, but see, the thing with Barney's,
get a little 8 ounces of water.
The thing with Barney's, New York, You know what I'm saying? Especially the big one right there in the 50s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They are implanted right in the midst of Billionaires Row.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They you know what I'm saying? That's just it. So if all of the niggas stop coming, people that's been coming from all the way back gonna still be coming. The neighbors who live right there in the plaza and in this building, in the Trump building, in the motherfucking—
I don't believe that.
No.
I believe some of them will come.
But them niggas is in there every day.
I believe there's a lot of them.
But you go to Nordstrom's, nigga.
It's different. You said
it's a difference.
It's, you know what I'm saying? What is Atlanta? What is Minnesota?
One is Atlanta, one is Minnesota, brother. You know what I'm saying? You go to Nordstrom's, you know what I'm saying? It's quite clear.
The N word.
With the core consumer. Nordstrom's. You know what I'm saying? You know your core consumer is right here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So and you know, some people they react to it. They act to it like, okay, if that's what it is, that's what we're gonna do. Like Barney's, they ain't never made it be known that, okay, we respect these cats coming in here buying this shit.
They've done, I mean, they did the whole shit with Jay-Z and all that.
But you, because you could do all that shit, that stunt on the motherfucker shit all around Barney's without ever having to go in there. You could go to all the other stores around that bitch. Yeah. You're not going to Barney's.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Mm. So don't go back, nigga.
I mean,
I ain't never spent a dime with Barney's. Well, so, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
I still got—
I ain't up. I'm just saying,
I still got a balance on this gift card. When I'm done with that, then I'll probably walk away. But I gotta finish this. I gotta get what's coming to me.
No doubt.
Anyway,
go to the main one.
Yeah, man. What else, man? Speaking of conflicted, I had 2 days of conflict. So I went out to— I've been watching this shit on YouTube called One Bite Pizza Reviews. And I got caught up on this. There's a bunch of shit. I got a lot of shit to talk about, but
What the fuck?
One Bite Pizza Reviews. It's a lot of lot of trivial shit.
You listen, ain't got to explain shit.
There you go.
I've been rapping motherfuckers with the slave shit.
Hey.
The same clip and the same 4-5.
Anyway, so I went out. I watched this shit called One Bite Pizza Reviews on YouTube. It's a Barstool series of shit. I just came across it one day and just... you know, on my YouTube situation. Mm-hmm. And it's shit funny. It's some shit. You're like, damn, nigga, I should have done that. I like pizza. It's simple. So basically, he does like this little— his hook is like, one bite pizza review. Just one bite, you know, just one bite. But it'll take like 4 or 5 bites. You know what I mean? But it's one bite. And he just, he rates the pizza. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, I'm a pizza enthusiast. I fuck some pizza. Mm-hmm. And it's places that I went to, and I'm like, all right, fair enough. I see, you know what I mean? I think he's right, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Go ahead. And then one of the places he went to is called New Park Pizza. Mm-hmm. New Park Pizza, which is out in Howard Beach. And I'd been hearing about this shit for a long time. Mad people say that this is like a great slice. Only thing is, I'm conflicted because like 30 years ago, I think it was Michael Griffith. Mm-hmm. He got beat up, killed out there. Black dude. It was like a hate crime out there. It was fucked up.
Damn.
I'm like, goddamn. You know, niggas don't never, you know what I mean? They don't, you know. It's 30 years, though. But you still, like, it's kind of marred kind of from that whole shit. I was like, damn, nigga, it's been 30 years. You know what I mean? I do want to see. This shit got like an 8.4 on One Bite Pizza Review. I want to see what it is. I'm on my way. I'm about to be by JFK. Mm-hmm. It's 10 minutes away from JFK. I'm like... I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and check this shit out.
Did he get killed at the pizzeria?
He was close by, not right there.
Okay, all
right. I appreciate how we fucking split hairs to justify this visit, because that's what we were doing. But then that's the thing. First of all, the fucking pizza's fantastic. Shit is amazing. There was a couple black people there, so I was like, whew, all right, cool. But then I thought, I was like, then the realization for pizza to be good, there has to be the threat of racial tension. Just a bit. Just for it to be authentic. You know what I mean? Like, cause I mean, good pizza is still, you know, nigga, get on. You know, like
Spike Lee nostalgia?
It's a little bit, I guess so. Is that it's just like if you go to a good Jamaican restaurant, it almost gotta feel like you at odds with the woman that's serving you. You know what I mean? There's certain sensibilities and dispositions that go along with these delicacies. Mm. You know what I mean? But that shit was...
The pizza was good, though.
That shit was fucking pretty fucking good.
And what kind of pizza did you have?
Regular, I just had like a cheese, I had two slices. A regular slice, we should fuck with it. Oh, so, shit is good. What I think, what makes it good to me, what I peeped, is I think they salt the bottom of the pizza. Like, it's like a dusting... It's like maybe some like a salty flour on the shit, but it's not bad. But like, it's like a little aftertaste to give you. It's almost like a pretzel type of.
Oh right.
You know what I mean?
Like a pretzel crust.
Kind of sorta, but not
with the pretzel taste.
Not with the pretzel taste. Just with a little like, oh, all right. Just a little. You know what I mean? Just a little signature on that bitch. You're like, ah, oh, that's what you did.
Do do do.
That shit, all right. So
nice. Yeah, man.
But
back to this Atlanta.
Back, okay, go ahead to Atlanta. Go ahead.
So I'm about to be out there for the Super Bowl and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you already know it's gonna all be, the whole shit is always, you know what I'm saying, stunting on these niggas' outfits. You know what I'm saying? The top players from all the Himalayas, the top girls from every city. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl of all things.
Oh, it's the ball.
You know what I'm saying? The top cars from anywhere drivable.
The championships.
You know what I'm saying? It's the championships of street culture, of
sports Atlanta,
culture.
Atlanta's a big spot.
And Atlanta is already... You know what I'm saying? Number one city for all things stunting.
They make the soundtrack for it.
So I'm excited to see. I just love the big event. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's Super Bowl, All-Star, SS Fest.
Right.
Whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? I'm about the big event because that's where you can see real, that's the real, all the culture. This is the top players in culture.
Right.
All in one place, all at one time. Doing it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? This is like a lot of times if you're not there on the scene.
It's gonna be a lot of shit you ain't even gonna get to see.
But it's a lot of shit that you see later that, you know what I'm saying, happened in this place or came together in this place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see what they do in Atlanta. Last time I was in Super Bowl in Atlanta was the Murder Ray year. When Ray Lewis caught that case. And yeah.
You got to go a little further than that to be easy.
I got stuck after I said the Murder Ray year.
He was like, oh, I might have done
it. It was
too
a
much.
Great time. It was a great time. No, I wasn't doing too much because everybody know Murder Ray. I mean, Ray Lewis went to trial about the murder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because that particular night, we was coming up the block. And, you know what I'm saying, everything was slowed up because the police had their limo, you know what I'm saying, they were surrounded their limo. And we passed right by it, you know what I'm saying? But then in the morning you saw that was Ray Lewis and them that just had killed the motherfucker right down that street.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And he ultimately beat the case and resumed his career, and you know what I'm saying?
Right, and won a championship after.
Won a championship and, shit. You know what I'm saying, going to the Hall of Fame. But... That was that mark that year. Every year is always
with the Hall of Fame.
Oh no, I don't know if he in yet, but he's still going, yeah, he's going to Hall of Fame. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no reason why
he's going. I mean,
why wouldn't he go to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
But every year the Super Bowl gives you one criminal aspect that is, you know what I'm saying, the topic of the news.
What's it this year?
I don't know yet. You got to...
Oh, you saying as it happened.
Somebody by a prostitute, know what I'm saying?
Right, did they have a Warren Sapp?
Warren Sapp, you know what I'm saying? Every year is something. Yeah. Every year is somebody get fucked up. That's why T.I. said, you know what I'm saying? You got to watch yourself out here.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. So
it's like, that's going to be interesting. Yeah, that's going to be something.
That's where you're going to see all the styles. I remember one year when...
you just playing it by ear or you got an itinerary set? I mean, obviously,
I got my work itinerary. But the rest, you know what I'm saying, I'm just playing by ear. I'm just going to enjoy the sights, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Be out there doing what I do. But every year, it's, you know what I'm saying, whatever style that is going to lead, you know what I'm saying, at least the first half of the year, you're going to see it there.
See it blooming.
You're going to see it first right there. Like, oh, shit, that shit hit.
That's what they doing?
Then all of the top chicks going to copy that and go to their particular cities and do it. And then all the dudes going to copy the fly shit that they saw.
Right.
Go back to their spot. That year when Beyonce did Crazy in Love with the Louboutin Tim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Super Bowl that year, you seen every version of that fucking shit. It was so fucking, it was like, God damn. Like, you know, since Steve Madden had a version, everybody had a version of the Timberland high heel.
Yeah.
And that was the look.
Yeah. Shout out to Sneaker K&S.
Who was Sneaker K&S?
Sneaker K&S was this store I used to go to in Austin. It was a, it was like, you know how they got the regular sneaker store, but then they got the sneaker store that got like the bootleg shit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's popping, they got the like the lesser equivalent of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you was talking about how they had like the little the knockoff
right.
Manolo joints. That would be a Sneaker K&S. That would be in the window. That's one of them shit. You like, woo-wee!
That shit was popping, but
closest thing to the cool
everybody
shit.
Can't afford the Manolo. So they go out to get the Manono.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it trickled down from there all the way down to the no.
Oh, man.
But I'm excited to see what's happening for this year and what the streets got to bring and what the culture got to bring.
It's a big moment, man. It's an interesting moment. It could have even been bigger. I mean, it's going to be big.
But why? How could it have been bigger?
Because I still feel like the NFL isn't all the way embraced fully.
Nah. It's definitely taking some boycott L's.
Right. You know what I mean? It could have been even more robust. Like, this could have been a, you know what I mean? Like, more people could have been excited about this than all. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's still going to be what it's going to be because it's good old Atlanta.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, that's that. What was I going to say? Some other shit that I thought about. Oh, I don't know. A couple things. Are you up on this Don Q, Tory Lanez battle?
I've seen it. I haven't listened to the songs, but okay. I'm seeing it going back and forth every day. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Somebody taking... It's looking like somebody career over.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? One day, Don Q career over.
Right.
You know, depending on who you're watching.
That's the internet.
You know what I'm saying? Then the next day, Tory Lanez is over.
Yeah.
What's happening with it?
It's a good battle. This is the thing. I like this battle. It's an interesting battle. It's interesting, but it's definitely about the sport of it all. Where you can kind of tell that they don't really know each other that well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes a battle great. When you kind of have experience with this, like with each other. When you like you got
right.
you a got few it. Stories to tell, some things to unearth, but they're just in the same game. They kind of just bumping up against each other. The thing is, like I think we talked about it kind of last week when we speaking on like. How cats are now like just asserting themselves in the conversation, like the Soulja Boys, the Jacquees, right? So, a spinoff of the Jacquees King of R&B thing was, I think Tory Lanez kind of tried to shut him down, and then was in the spirit of that. The thing with Tory Lanez is he raps and he sings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somehow, he was on an Instagram Live situation, and he was saying like. How ill a rapper he is, he body niggas. It ain't no problem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's Instagram Live was like, what about Joyner Lucas? And Joyner Lucas is a rapping cat.
Right, right. I know
you know
Tony
what I mean?
Lucas.
So, you know, Tory Lanez, not to be shown up on his own Instagram Live, is like, nigga, I'll body that nigga too. It don't matter. So they go back and forth. And the thing about Tory Lanez initially, it's starting to dissipate. Thing he had going for him is he kind of is more identified as a singer. So when a nigga come through with bars, it's like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we right. never.
That was the first thing Tory Lanez killed. Don
right. Shit. Niggas was like, oh, because you going to get that. You going to get the extra.
Right.
It's like a white girl with ass. It's like, oh, that's ass. It's ass. Right. It was a black girl. But you know what I mean? Right. You know. Oh, you know, so it's a lot of that. Like, that's not what we know you for, but we're going, oh, so. But I'm not going to say he's not nice. He's all right. He's all right. He can spit for a singer. I feel like we've talked about this before. Most of these rappers sing, and most of these singers rap. So everybody's a hybrid now. There's no indicas and true sativas no more. Everybody is fucking hybrid. Anyway, so the nigga Tory kind of fared well against Jordan Lucas. Some might say he beat him. He held his own. I really didn't pay attention to that shit, right. to be totally honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
What really made me start fucking with Tory Lanez is he's a funny nigga. Like, I see his interviews, I seen him on Everyday Struggle, I seen him on the break. He's a funny nigga. Like, he got a little personality. You know, a lot of these things, I don't listen to all their shit. I watch their interviews, I see what their business moves are.
Right.
And I fuck with that. He's hilarious. This motherfucker's funny as shit. And cocky to no motherfucker. And he's taking all challenges. He don't give a fuck. He's like, dog, I'm sunning every rapper out here, and I'm a singer. And all these niggas, I've called niggas' names. I called Pusha T's name out. He ain't want it. I called this nigga's name out. He ain't want it. Now, a lot of these niggas just don't want to take the time to.
Like, who knows you? We don't know right. about you. Like,
right. But this
if
is,
I body you, it ain't shit.
This is the thing. But that's true. That's a good point. Because it's like, nigga, my ranking and your ranking is not the same.
Right.
I don't even need you. You need more fights under your belt.
Right.
Right? But that's when you make sense of it all. Mm-hmm. We still in the internet era. And the internet era is you could assert yourself into the fucking conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I could never have heard of you on Tuesday and Thursday, nigga, you got 3 million spins. Right. You somebody. So he going in, he's saying, you know, blah, 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 eat whoever up. Whoever won it, won it. Don Q felt as though. See, the other thing is, and I fuck with Don Q. I've talked about Don Q on here, I believe, but I like Don Q from Highbridge, the label. They're from the Bronx. A Boogie, Don Q.
Mm-hmm.
I got introduced to Don Q when A Boogie went on the Funkmaster Flex freestyle shit. He brought Don Q up there. Don Q kind of stole the show a little bit. Like, he was just the other nigga.
Right.
And it was like, yo, who the other nigga? You know what I mean? He was killing the shit. They killed it. And then Tory Lanez went up to Flex and did. Kind of rapped over the same, I think it's the Uchiwali beat, rapped over the same beat, kind of the same flow. So niggas was kind of like, yo, Tory Lanez bit Don Q's flow. That's where it first started, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then Tory's boasting, I'll eat all these niggas, whatever. Don Q was like, yo, B, I don't think you want. I'm about to come for you. Fuck it. If that's what you want, I'm about to send some shots for you. So then, boom, he's like, fuck it, because this nigga got really nothing to lose. Right. He could come up off of this.
Who, Don Q?
Don Q. So he going in on Tory Lanez, and he do a record called I'm Not Joiner. You know, basically, that's the ultimate fight instigation line. Whoever your last W is, nigga, I'm not that muff. You know what I mean? Come on, right. B, it'd be different with me.
You don't want it with me.
Yeah, you don't want, you know. So he puts out I'm Not Joiner, and you know, Don Q's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So I already know it's going to be good. I fuck with Don Q. So he's going in on a little bit on Tory and, you know, coming at him. But basically, like, you asked for this shit. Here you go, nigga. I'm here. Don't try to duck me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's the Wild West. Right. It's like, there's no ranking. Nigga, you want to smoke, nigga? Right. Fuck it. I need this. Right. What's good? I really got nothing to lose. I'm going to air you out easily.
Right.
So then that goes out, and I'm like, okay, shit, I ain't too. I'm fucking with Doug. I'm like, this nigga kind of talking spicy. And a couple days go by, we kind of like, nigga, is it going to be an unrequited situation? Is it going to be a Terry Crews, D.L. Hughley situation? Never mind.
Terry Crews shot back.
You said, no, I know, but then it got quiet for a bit. D.L. finally spoke back, but it got a little quiet when Terry threatened them hands.
Oh, I ain't get to that.
You ain't see that shit?
No, I ain't get
to that. Nigga, this shit got crazy.
Terry Crews threatened hands?
This shit got crazy.
All right, go ahead. Continue your story. Hey, I'm going to research that.
But no, stay tuned.
I'm
stay tuned.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
So it was a little radio silent. Then Tory came back. Tory came back with a record. And it was all right. And the thing about Tory is he still get the benefit of not being a real, like a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But he hold his own against these rappers. So it was all right. But again, it was like a kind of, you could tell it was a lot of DM information. Yo, I gotta battle this nigga Don Q. Yo, what y'all niggas know about this nigga? So he's like, and I know you from this place, and I know you such and such. But it's like, you don't know the nigga to really, you know what I mean? Right. So it's not like we like, ooh, and that's why I knew your mans that one time when and it's nothing personal. Right. It's just like bars against bars.
You can't do the push of Drake shit when and nobody is at that level.
We don't even got each other's phone number. I don't even follow you on Instagram. I don't even know. Right. Okay. The biggest thing he could say is you a Boogie Shadow.
Right.
So then in this shit, he say some shit about you paid Dream Doll. Dream Doll's another rapper from the Bronx. You paid Dream Doll to do a verse just so you get hit. I hit Dream Doll for free. So I'm like, damn, well, you ain't even throw Dream Doll in there.
Yeah, Dream Doll just under the bus at this point.
I'm like, I wonder if Dream Doll gonna throw some shit out. Dream Doll came out and went in. But her shit wasn't really. She just wanted to clear her name. She's like, I ain't fucked Don Q. I did fuck Tory Lanez. That nigga's corny. You know what I mean? At this point, don't put my name out there. Blase skip. Then Don Q came back, and you know, at this point, it's not. I'm still paying attention, cause it's still, you know, it's still rap. But I don't think they know enough about each other for this shit to really
be impactful.
Yeah, it's just for the sport of it now.
Right, it's just,
and what's interesting is
But the youngins.
I like that they're going for it. Then the kid JID from Dreamville, he about to jump in, because then Tory Lanez was like, I'll battle the whole Dreamville so I can battle Cole.
Oh my goodness. That's really
I like that they battling again.
Right. But the young niggas, see, we looking at it from, we don't know these motherfuckers. These, they ain't at the little level of where it's going to cause no heavy career ending, or the stakes ain't as high.
Nah.
But like, my son, he fucked with Don Q. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They in it, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Tory Lanez is over.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Oh, he over. You know what I'm saying? They invested. We sitting over here like, all right, now y'all need to get to the heavyweights.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This the flyweight. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, this ain't the heavyweights. This might not be all the way to be the heavyweights, but I don't think they not no real, this ain't no true undercard. This like middle card.
Oh, okay.
And I think that the heavyweight, what we see as the heavyweights, slowly ain't as, they're not drawing as much.
Who ain't drawing?
Like, if Nas and Jay battled again,
then they ain't even in the game. They retired.
So who the heavyweights? Drake and
Pusha was the heavyweight. Okay. That was a heavyweight bout. Drake and Pusha. Like Nas and Jay, like they like
elder. Retired.
They like elder statesmen.
That's
like, you know,
exhibition.
Yeah, it's like okay, but it ain't as high stakes because they
established.
They
both
not
of them
driving
niggas.
Shit. Yeah. They not on the come up. Neither one of them gonna lose.
Right. They got money.
Like,
in the bank.
Who career you ending when a nigga last album was 8 years ago or some shit. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, come on, man.
Hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just for, you know, just for posterity's sake.
You watch True Detective?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, don't worry about it. Not yet.
What else is good, man? You got anything else you want to say before we transform? I mean, we going to talk. We can talk.
We good,
we
man. We good. We here. Shit, I ain't got shit else, man. You know? I'm about to be in the A, man. I have a lot of shit to talk about when I get back.
Yeah, man. Hit the footage. Get that footage, you know what, going. Get some fly shit going.
So that's what I'm on, man. Seeing what old Keisha City got going.
Old Keisha Bottoms.
Yeah.
That's going to be lit.
Yeah, it's going to be lit, man.
You got any plans? You got anything that you...
I'm going to be fucking with Hotel Claremont, right?
Oh, right.
Claremont is doing the straight up, you know, official Atlanta headquarters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Keisha, Lance Bottoms, and everybody of Atlanta affiliated will be coming through the Hotel Claremont the whole weekend.
Okay.
So any chance I get, I'm going to be hot-tailing it over there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Falana Williams, who, all right. You know what I'm saying? Shaka Zulu, everybody who put that thing together over there.
Speaking of Atlanta, real quick, have you seen Trigger Warning?
Yes, I have. I've seen a couple episodes.
Yeah. Shout out to Killer Mike.
That shit look fake.
What you mean?
Nah, I'm saying when he boycotted everything and he was just going to buy black produced. The whole time. It's like, it was producers for I walked across Atlanta. Nigga,
walked
you
to Augusta?
You did not Killer walk Mike across walk Atlanta. Augusta.
You did he didn't not, walk into Augusta. Oh, yeah.
You didn't walk across Atlanta. Yeah. And then you're like, you know, I'm not going to do shit if it had to be made black. And then you got on a bus. Ain't no black person made that bus. Right, you know what I'm saying?
No, the Harmon? Oh, you talking about the, oh, but it's a black.
It's a black company, but. You know what I'm saying? He like, well, if the meat wasn't on a farm, right. That was, and then who's to say lady's meat was from a farm that was black?
Right. That's all he wanted to hear.
And then
she told him what he wanted to hear.
And then my wife was looking at the food that lady cooked. She was like, that shit don't even look good.
He had to get what he cooked. That shit, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It was very produced. I love the concept. I love his entertainment.
Right.
It was just as a producer, it was like, damn, dog, I'm seeing through too much of the shit and I might be fucking it up for everybody who just enjoying it.
It's all. That's what they come here for.
It's just like, man, come on, man. You ain't walk across no fucking Atlanta in that same outfit.
that's what took you out of it. I love what takes you out of it. We gotta find a segment.
Yeah, what was
that? Be the little shit. What you said about the nigga Two Tone, how his hand went back. He was like, that's right. How I knew this shit was authentic.
Yeah, his hand was a real black man hand.
This took you out of it because you felt like, come on,
like, you know, man, you did not walk across Atlanta.
I think a lot of it was, that's what kind of,
I think he was just proving a point, but still.
I think what was cool about the show is that he introduced ideas to at least make you scratch. Right. Like, okay, fair enough. I think sometimes the tone was weird because you kind of like, are we being serious here or you going for the joke? You know what I mean? Right. That's where it was kind of unclear.
And the entertainment value was there, definitely.
But it was,
you know what I'm saying? And the thought process, like, you know what I'm saying, make you think shit was there. But if it was presented as, yes, this is what we're doing, we're making you think.
Right.
Then,
yeah, you know this is an experiment.
Right.
This is
But, you know, I'm not going for the ride with you because I'm like, dog, you did not ride that bike, but down the street.
Right.
You took the camera, the cameras walk with you across town? No.
Right.
They did not.
Yeah. Yeah. They did not. No.
They didn't.
I'm tapping out.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you got to get on True Detective so we can start talking about it. Yeah, you're a few episodes behind. Though.
Yeah, I will check that out this weekend. And so by Tuesday, I'll be back on it. I'll be ready.
Well, you going to be in Atlanta.
I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm going to be doing all kind of shit, man. Yeah. Be doing all kind of shit in the A. If you're in the A, holler at me. Shit, where I was at, man? I went to the gym, my man.
Oh, shit.
I ain't been to the gym since. Woo!
That last time you went to the gym. That little
2000.
Barter gym. What was it though? Oh, your real gym, not the barter
gym. No, not the barter gym. That was a class. That was fresh. That was a fly shit.
That was a fly shit. Okay.
That was a fly shit.
This is real gym.
This is like the public prison. The gym. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. What made you go there? For what?
My wife. Uh-huh. My wife signed us up for the Y.
Oh, word?
Yeah. You
know for what? Like just memberships?
Yeah,
or like just classes? Okay.
No, memberships.
Okay.
Memberships.
How far is it from y'all?
It's in Bed-Stuy.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
She signed us up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I ain't been to the gym since probably like 2000, 2001, some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I stepped foot in the gym. You know what I'm saying? I got my little workout outfit from a Fly Days when I was doing the other shit.
Hilarious. That
was, so I got my workout outfit and shit. And as soon as I walk in the motherfucker, man, I'm trying to figure out my lock, trying to put my shit in my locker.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying, dude came over and he was just looking at me and shit. Right. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm thinking to myself, all right, dog, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at him like, I don't know him. I don't recognize him.
You listen to the pod or something, nigga?
That's what the nigga said.
I knew it.
The nigga said, I listened to the pod.
Yeah. I was like, ah.
that's what's up, nigga.
My nigga.
You know what I'm saying? But damn, you had to catch me on my first date.
Yeah, nigga, it's all good.
You can wait till I got a little rhythm.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? I listened to the pod, nigga. I was like, oh, shit. And then my wife was like, oh, you got fans? You know
yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I be doing this shit.
Yeah, man, in real life.
You know what I'm saying?
Wee.
So that was dope, man. And I'll be back next Tuesday with stories to tell.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all already know where I'm going to be. So follow me on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? On the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then and I'll be back next week. Where you going to be?
Where am I going to be? This week? This weekend I'm going to be at Stand Up New York on Friday. On the 8 o'clock and the 10 o'clock show. And, yeah, come through that. We're going to have a good time there. And, after that, I'll be back here. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation.
And to not shop at Barney's.
Oh, do not do it. Do not do it. And we out.
To be in the conversation.